USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A crowd of supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina is chanting, "Fill that seat." President Trump is defending his power to choose a new Supreme Court nominee after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
But Democrats say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should put off a vote on the president's nominee, just as he did before the 2016 election. Judiciary Committee member Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I couldn't improve on what Mitch McConnell himself said after Justice Scalia's death, and I'm quoting, "The American people must have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. India has the second highest number of cases worldwide at 5.3 million and the third highest number of deaths at over 85,000. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million and the most deaths, which is just now reaching 200,000. Brazil has the third highest number of cases at over 4.4 million and the second highest number of deaths at 135,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Florida teacher is speaking out about some of the things she's seen while teaching virtually. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The message for parents from one Boca Raton Elementary School teacher.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride addressing the school board at a recent meeting. She was expressing concerns about what she has observed of the adults during virtual learning sessions. Pride also had another concern that she raised about parental behavior.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. Does joint be big as a cigar? Oh, yes, we've seen it all.
She also asked parents to make sure the kids are also properly dressed and fed before starting classes and, of course, log into class on time. Pride's rant has since gone viral and struck a chord with other teachers, particularly in Palm Beach County.
Film star Dwayne The Rock Johnson tore down his security gate at his home when it malfunctioned and prevented him from getting to work. "Not my finest hour, but a man's got to go to work," he said, posting on Instagram the photo of the damaged gate he tossed on the lawn. He said they experienced power outages due to several storms. He didn't have time to wait, so he did what he had to do and pulled the gate completely off himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.